Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So, number five is what to look for when reading strata documents. The purpose of the strata documents is basically to know what goes on in that strata building. What's the gossip? You know, you want to find out what's the juicy stuff. Are there break-ins? Do they have a marijuana grow up? Are the tenants throwing crazy things off the balconies? And I'm not talking about the general cigarette butts and stuff. Some of them throw some interesting stuff. Whether there's a lot of Airbnb, make sure, like some condos, they say rentals allowed, but they have a bylaw that restricts Airbnb. So be careful of that when you're buying condos. If you're planning on using it to doing Airbnb, stratas don't really like that. And if they don't have a bylaw prohibiting short-term rentals, they might enforce one in the near future. Let's see, meeting minutes. Yes, you wanna get the meeting minutes in the last 2 years. Strata plan. A strata plan basically, when a developer. Yes. Sorry. Yes. Here.
Airbnb.
Yes.
Okay. So if it's not written in the bylaw, then you really can't enforce it.
Yes.
And the city will not want to get involved because there's too many.
Okay.
Right? So the city cannot enforce it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. So the question, did everybody hear the question? Okay. The question was that Airbnb, if it's not written in the bylaws, then the city can't... if it's not in the bylaws, the strata cannot enforce it, and then the city doesn't really enforce it as well. But here's the situation. How many of you know that bylaws change often? Yeah, okay. So what they do is, when they build the complex in the beginning, everything, they have the standard bylaws. Rentals allowed, pets allowed, everything. And then as time goes by, the strata changes and they're like, let's limit the rentals. Let's limit the pets. Let's limit this, let's limit that, let's limit this. And then, an example of downtown is the Woodward's building. So in the beginning, Woodward's building, built by Westbank, the very reputable developer, they were allowing rentals and pets and all these things. And then people bought in the place thinking they can use it for Airbnb, short-term rentals. And for a while, it was okay. And then strata said, no, we're getting all these interesting people coming in back and forth. And, how many of you know that, there's people who use their units for other stuff other than renting it out for short term? Like, they kind of use, they make it into, bartering services. I put some woman in there. And you go in there and you pay for some service, and then some service is given, and yes. So stratas don't like that. So strata started lock down on that. So in reference to Airbnb, Woodward's building downtown, they start incorporating. They're like, we put in, they amended the bylaws. So they have it. When you buy into a condo, there will be their meeting minutes that they are held every month or 2 months. Then there's the AGM. AGM is an annual general meeting. What they do is everything that they need things voted on, they have an annual general meeting, and the owners go there and they vote on it. Should we restrict whatever? And then let's see the votes. And then should we enforce this bylaw? Or should we change the bylaw to this? And so what happened with Woodward's is they started enforcing no short-term rentals. And then, obviously, some tenants were, owners were not happy. And then one owner just ignored them and kept doing his thing. And then So what the strata said was, oh, this person ignored us for, and then we're going to charge them $200 for every bylaw infraction. So he infracted it. He broke the law once for how many months? Well, he broke it for 2 years. So let's charge him $200 a month for 2 years. And then slapped a $5,000 like fee on this owner. And then the owner was like, no. And then the strata's like, oh, here's a lawyer and da da da. And so anyways, the strata won. So the strata has quite a bit of power, right? So that's what we were talking about. We're talking about Airbnb, right? Okay, the bylaws, right? Strata plan. Okay, strata plan, it's the developer gives a plan to the city before they build a property. And then, so when you buy a property and you want to know, is it actually 800 square feet? You look at the strata plan, and the strata plan is usually a meter squared, and you convert it. Oh, okay, it is 800 square feet. But that's the legal document. Strata plan is the legal document. But you, let's say you're really like skeptical. You hire a measuring company, and the measuring company comes in and measures, hey, it's only 775. And then you want to take the developer to court or whatever. But how many of you know that just because it's on the strata plan doesn't mean it's like 100% accurate? Okay, good. Because sometimes they submitted it, and then when they're building it, it's like, oh, well, this pipe is in the way. Let's build around it. So it shrinks the unit size. Okay, so that's what you need to know about the strata plan. There's a form, rental disclosure statement, Form B. We talked about financial statements, how they spend their money. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.